Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
three guitar armies, if you will. Hello, Jim, Patrick, interns, and the entire Rocking the Suburbs community. Here's a trip report for Shoals Fest 2025, the music event put on by Jason Isbell near the famed music capital of Muscle Shoals, Alabama. The fest actually takes place in the bigger city of Florence, which has about 40,000 people, but I believe the entire region is called the Shoals. Why did we drive more than 600 miles from North Carolina for this particular occasion? Well, it had an incredible lineup that included Isbell, MJ Lenderman, and Waxahachie, who I'd never seen. On a deeper level, this was a personal quest that started in 1978. At 14, I went to go see Grease at the movies. Before it started, and I've never seen this before or since, the theater played a 15-minute documentary about Lynyrd Skynyrd. This was a year after the tragic plane crash, and that short film made me an obsessive fan. Over the next couple of years, Skynyrd's One More from the Road was often spinning on my stereo, and I dug deep into all of their albums, including First and Last, which was recorded at Muscle Shoals. I read every word I could find about them. And all this carried over into other three-guitar Southern rock bands like The Outlaws and Molly Hatchet. Over time, the 21-minute version of The Outlaws' Green Grass and High Tides held less appeal as my attention shifted to short song bands like The Clash and The Jam. I also became a pretty big Neil Young fan as a high school freshman, and in the ongoing debate between Southern Man and Sweet Home Alabama, I shifted more to the Southern Man perspective. I also stood against Skynyrd reforming in the 80s with a new singer, the brother of the great Ronnie Van Zant. But to this day, I occasionally reach into the deep tracks to enjoy overlooked Skynyrd songs like One More Time, or Was I Right or Was I Wrong. Then, in 2001, I spotted a tiny item in Rolling Stone magazine describing an independently released double album by the Drive-By Truckers called A Southern Rock Opera. One of the big themes was Lynyrd Skynyrd. Another was Neil Young. What could be the better basis for an opera? Another obsessive fandom began with my purchase of Southern Rock Opera, and I started learning more about the place called Muscle Shoals, and where the Drive-By Truckers founder Patterson Hood grew up. His father David Hood was the bassist in the famous Swamper Studio Band, who are name-checked in, full circle, Sweet Home Alabama. Muscle Shoals is legendary as a recording hub and crossroads for artists blending rock, soul, and country. Legendary songs recorded there include Wild Horses by the Rolling Stone, Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger, and Land of a Thousand Dances by Wilson Pickett. In the DBT song, Ronnie and Neil, the band builds on the legend with lyrics about Wilson Pickett, Aretha Franklin, and Skynyrd coming to town to record there. So the DBTs became my favorite band, and I saw them in all sorts of settings, in clubs, opening for the Black Crows, playing for about 200 people one night, a random Tuesday in Greensboro shortly after Isbell left. It may have been a reach, but I saw a connection between the DBTs and the leading Southern rock bands in that they all wrote about Southern themes and all featured three guitar players capable of playing lead, three guitar armies, if you will. The Truckers music channels, the storytelling, and the triple guitar attack of those Southern rock bands, but with a modern, sometimes critical lens on Southern identity. The lore of Muscle Shoals is deep. I recently heard Isbell on Alabama Public Radio talking about David Hood's amazing bass performance on the Staple Singers' I'll Take You There in 1972. And he was so on point, saying how much that bass line elevates and energizes that song. It's genius.
Smiling face.
Isabel songs really drove my interest in BBTs, so I largely dropped off when he left, and I became a fan of his new band, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. At every show, Isbell would introduce his drummer as Chad Gamble from Tuscumbia, Alabama, would sometimes talk about growing up in nearby Green Hill, Alabama. Tuscumbia is also the hometown of DBT's guitar ace, Mike Cooley. Incidentally, we took a nice hike in Tuscumbia's Cane Creek Canyon on the morning of the fest's second day. Finally, we arrive at the topic, Shoals Fest. I was about to detour into the stream of events that led me to metal, but I'll stay on topic. Having attended many festivals over the years, I'm wary of them because intense heat, no relief from the sun, lines, traffic, it can be a long day. But Shoals Fest had very little traffic in October 11th and 12th in northern Alabama. The temperature was super pleasant, topping out at about 80 with a breeze and dropping into the lower 70s at night. The festival grounds were ringed with Alabama pines on one side and the beautiful Tennessee River on the other. Shade was easy to find, and just about everybody brought a chair. A half dozen boats bobbed at anchor within sight of the stage. It was idyllic. The fest started at about 3 o'clock each day, allowing plenty of time to explore Florence's great restaurants and sights, and it finished each night by about 10, a time when the Crystal Burger near our hotel was still open. Because so many people had chairs, it was easy to walk up pretty close to the stage at almost any point. Also, drink prices were not completely unreasonable. Musical highlights included 83-year-old Dan Penn, who wrote Do Right Woman for Aretha and produced the Letter by the Box Tops. He performed with 82-year-old Spooner Oldham. Spooner played organ on Wilson Pickett's Mustang Sally, and he wrote I'm Your Puppet. It was amazing. There was a reunion, not the first, of Drive-By Truckers founder Patterson Hood and Isbell, who famously parted ways professionally in 2007, before Isbell changed his lifestyle. The two performed sitting next to one another, together with Isbell's high school bandmate, Chris Tompkins. Tompkins is a Nashville songwriter with scores of major hits, including Jimmy Buffett's Bama Breeze, Dierks Bentley's Drunk on a Plane, and Luke Bryan's Drunk on You. Isbell, Hood, and Tompkins took turns doing their own songs, with Hood doing an amazing version of Heathens, with Isbell helping on guitar, while Tompkins played keys. Isbell got vocal help from Hood on Outfit, a song he rarely performs, and legend has it that he refuses to play if someone in the crowd shouts it out. It was a high point, but weirdly, the trio reached a new apex when they closed out with a spirited version of Tompkins' biggest hit, Carrie Underwood's Before He Cheats. It was amazing. They did it without even changing a pronoun. The headliner was Jackson Browne. Was a big fan in my youth, and he sounded great at 77 years old. However, there's a point at every fest where my musical quotient is filled, and that happened about five songs into Brown's set. Some of the smoothest guitar playing I've ever witnessed, but I was running on empty, and so was my wife, Becky. The second day is what I was most looking forward to. MJ Lenderman was amazing. He did She's Leaving You, one of his best songs, with Katie of Waxahachie on harmony. And then Waxahachie got up. I loved her voice for a long time, but I was curious how it would translate to the stage. She's more powerful and much more rocking than I expected. And Lenderman joined her for all the new tunes he played on every song of her great 2024 album, Tiger's Blood. Isbell closed out the night. I've seen him more than a dozen times. And this hometown show was fantastic. Really enjoyed every bit of it. And with about 5,000 people on hand, it's probably one of the most intimate settings to see him. Now that he's a six-time Grammy winner who fills big venues and has even become a movie actor. One highlight was a guitar duel with the 400-unit Sadler Vaden, formerly of Driving and Crying. He was in that band from 2011 to 2013. He's an incredible musician who released an album last year called Dad Rock. One assumes that Dad Rock was inspired by the podcast of the same name. That's my tour report and the story of my long obsession with Southern rock. Thanks for listening. This is Joe Fleischer signing off. As always, I'd like to say in closing, death to false metal. Thank you. The lore of Muscle Shoals is deep.